Coming up on your listener-supported, volunteer-powered community radio station. At 7:30, it's More Talk Radio with Cecil and Celeste. They'll speak with Jennifer Abramson about the author of Sweet Relief, the Marla Ruzicka story, before she was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq. Marla was a humanitarian activist who helped to convince the U.S. government to pass historic legislation aiding civilians victims of war. At 9 on the Old Mole Variety Hour, listen as the moles undermine institutions of domination, war, imperialism, and government powers in thrall to the very rich.
At 10 on Health Watch, Dr. David Naiman speaks with Francis Moore LaPay, author of Diet for a Small Planet and more recently, Democracy's Edge, Choosing to Save Our Country by Bringing Democracy to Life. At 10:30 on The Dirt Bag, our guest is OSU Extension Agent and Vegetable Guru, Chip Biobel. They'll talk about garlic and long-term vegetable storage. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman.
Have a great day.
Bye. Well,
less than 1 week remains to submit your entry in KABU's Fall Sweepstakes, where a single lucky winner will receive a $2,000 shopping spree all around Portland. This shopping spree features 10 $200 gift certificates from local businesses including Bike Central Co-op, Buffalo Gardens, Cotton Cloud Futons and Furniture, Higgins Restaurant and Bar, Mirador Community Store, Oregon Mountain Community, Portland Saturday Market, The Rebuilding Center, Spa Wilhelmina, and Susan Hebert Imports. Entering KABU's sweepstakes is free and easy, but you won't win if you don't enter. To enter, submit your entry form to KABU so that we receive it before 5 p.m. on Friday, October 13th. We'll announce the winner on air Saturday, October 14th at noon. If you haven't received your sweepstakes entry form yet and would like one, contact KABU's membership department at 503-231-8032, extension 207, or send an email to membership@kboo.org.
morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Today is Monday, October 9th.
Yes, it is. They're celebrating it as Anti-Colonialism Day.
We're celebrating it as Membership Drive Day.
Yes, we are. Are you a member yet? Well, let's give you some particulars. First, you're listening to community-based, community-oriented, and non-commercial community connection, KBOO Portland. That's 90.7 here in Portland metropolitan area, 91.9 for all of our friends in points east, such as White Salmon, Washington, Hood River, Oregon, up and down the gorge there, in the Willamette Valley, Corvallis, Albany, Salem, it's 100.7. And on the web, it's kboo.fm. This is More Talk Radio with Cecil Prescott and myself, Celeste Carey. And we are coming to you in the midst of our membership drive. What does that mean? That means that for those of you who have been listening and listening intently and engaged and informed all from the listening, but you're not yet a member, this is your call to action.
So give us a call. Become a member.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And the phone number, if you're outside of the Portland area and some of our extended listening area, as we mentioned before, is 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. What's the number inside of town?
Inside of town is 503-232-8818. Again, if you're inside of town, it's 503-232-8818. Those are numbers you can call to make your membership commitment to KBOO to make sure that independent community radio continues to be a vital force in the life of this community and in community around us. So we thank you for listening. We thank you for being a member. We thank you for being an informed member of the community and to make sure that change is happening. You know, we are so excited today because we're going to talk about how individuals can make an important difference in their life. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are.
Or where you're from or how old you are.
It matters about your commitment. And the person we're going to speak about this morning had such a fascinating life that's completely inspiring, but also reminds us that an individual can make a difference.
A profound difference.
We'll speak this morning with Jennifer Abramson. She's the author of the book Sweet Relief, the Marla Ruzicka story. And it's a story about a woman from California who saw the world and wanted to make a profound difference. She saw inhumanity and wanted to make a change. And what's fascinating about her life is that she celebrated life with a gusto.
Even gusto is kind of a pale word to describe the zeal with which she approached the